We are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited to have back my next guest who's going to open things up with us. And I mentioned earlier in the week, I used to be with the other format, I would take the time to introduce all of the guests that were going to be on that day, a little bit more introduction, but I've discovered that I don't have the time to be able to do that and still get the information in that I want to get you, and that's the most important thing. So I'll just very quickly give you a very short rundown. Rafael Cruz will be with us today. John Euler, Dr. John Euler, will be with us today. We'll be talking about what they're doing to your children. Nick Catarano, Disney cast member, they have filed a lawsuit against Disney for discrimination, and we'll talk about the things that they're engaged in. Mary Miller, private school advocate, and she is with Parents Defending Education, and we'll talk with her about the things that their organization is involved in And you know, folks, we've really figured out a lot of what they're doing to our kids. So, a lot of theme today on our children and on security and on safety. And I can't think of a better way to start out a program like that than, with my first guest. He is retired, ICE agent and retired special agent, Custom and Border Protection. And he is the author of Agent Under Fire, which is the story of the horrific assault on him, the ambush that took the life of his partner and nearly took his life as well. And he has come back to dedicate himself to making us aware of the threats that we face at our borders. And it's a totality of some. Relative to, you know, everybody in America is impacted by what's happening at our borders. I want to welcome to the program Victor Avila. Victor, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you. And great to be back, Pastor Greg.
Well, sir, you just got back from a trip down to the border. We've seen some of the, headlines and the conversations that are taking place and so forth. But I guess the question that, is on our mind is, you know, how much can we trust what we're getting in news and, you know, how much do we need to be, I guess, more actively involved with our own security and protection?
Well, I'm going to tell you that exactly right now because I've been there twice in the last 2 weeks. I just got back yesterday. And let me start with my first visit to the Eagle Pass, Texas area, Del Rio, Texas area last week. And, you know, I've been going down to the border since this whole chaos has started in March of last year. And it is just incredible to me that even with my expertise on border security, I'm still shocked with what I'm seeing at the border. I witnessed groups of 150 illegal aliens just allowed to walk in through Eagle Pass, Texas, in from Mexico, walk, wade the river, change their clothes into their dry clothes, get picked up by Border Patrol, get processed and released into our country. That, in a nutshell, is what's happening over and over and over again. Thousands and thousands of people from over 150 different countries. But this is the unique thing that I noticed, not just on my first trip and also yesterday, was that I did not see one Mexican national or one Central American.
Wow.
Not one. They were all from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba were mostly the biggest chunk of them coming across. And this is, you know, I say it a lot in your show. It's a national security and public safety issue because we're not having the ability to vet these individuals.
Well, can you give us an idea? I mean, you watch them enter from the other side of the river and come across the river and then come up. Does this look like, I don't know, families that are coming across? I mean, is the majority of are these small children that are coming across? What is the makeup of these groupings?
The majority are single adult military age males. There are women and there are children. Very, very few. I saw more yesterday than I did last week as far as like family units. I as far as a family unit, a mother, a father, and a child, very, very few. I did see some women with children, some men with children. Very, very few, though. The chunk of the majority, a high percentage, is single adult males. And let me tell you, they're celebrating, literally celebrating, jumping up and down when they hit U.S. soil, and our National Guard, our Border Patrol, help them come in and escort them into our country. And so there's absolutely no border security going on. There is no, you know, defending of our homeland. Border Patrol is not doing it. The troopers are not doing it. Texas DPS is not doing it. They're doing a lot of other law enforcement, because as we see the people turning themselves in groups of 300, 400, 500 at a time, guess what's still going on? The smuggling. It just like we just, the horrific news last week, when I was actually at the border, I was on the river when we got news of the 53 that had suffocated in the back of a tractor trailer. We were getting the news that that was happening. And unfortunately, it didn't surprise me, because these ventures of people coming in voluntarily only increases the smuggling ventures of those that don't. And there's a lot of them. Guess who was in the back of the tractor trailer? Mexicans and Central Americans. The ones that I did not see come in voluntarily turning themselves in. Why? What's going on? I couldn't figure out who's keeping them from coming and entering the country.
Right.
Nevertheless, the smuggling is out of control. The trafficking is out of control. The children, you could tell some of these kids are not with these adults are not their next of kin. Some of the kids are drugged or sedated so they could endure the travel in. A lot of medication.
And you can see that by their body, how they're okay.
Absolutely, you could see this. the medication that is left on the amounts of trash, Pastor Greg, is incredible.
Okay.
Everything that they have, backpacks, food, clothing, medication, the women, we found condoms, we found, the anti-pregnancy pills, everything there on the ground, the Mexican visas that they're being given, documents, you name it. There is a tremendous amount of trash that is left behind while they change and turn themselves in.
Wow.
It is a dynamic that people must understand that is happening, that I just don't know how to say it anymore. It is a changing of our culture, our changing of a fabric of our country. But not in a good way.
So I remember, you know, years back that there were a lot of issues and concerns, and there were children that were paired with non-parents, and that was kind of like a free ticket to get through. From what you're describing to me, that isn't even necessary any longer. They're being passed through without the need to necessarily, you know, pay to have a child go with them.
You're absolutely 100% on correct on that. That is the shift from the cartels adjusting to what the policy is in the U.S. And just last year, you saw the large number of family units. You're absolutely right.
Right.
But that's because they were being treated differently. Well, now it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you come in by yourself as a single adult male or with a child or without, you're going to be let in. And so that's why we've seen a huge reduction of those type of individuals. Yes, we still have unaccompanied minors, like kids that are coming over by themselves. We still have those, but not in the large numbers that we had before. And the main reason is because the Department of Homeland Security stopped doing DNA testing. When we started doing the DNA testing and we saw the huge number of family units.
Of mismatches.
Right. Guess what started happening? Once they found out that we were doing the DNA testing, initially they were abandoning the children. They're saying, well, before you even test me, they were admitting this is not my child. Wow. And then it stopped because they knew they were going to get tested. Well, now none of that. Everything is out the window. It is complete lawlessness down there. And I want people to understand my frustration of standing there on the river.
Yeah.
It is, you cannot recognize the United States of America. That's how drastic this is happening down there.
Are there still shelters down there? And if so, What do the shelter situations look like now?
Brand new shelter facility. These soft-sided white buildings are popping up. There's one that is about to open in Eagle Pass. The ones that already exist have been expanded tremendously down in south of Laredo, Texas, in El Paso, the one in Eagle Pass. They're welcoming shelters for these individuals. So right. What the Biden administration is doing is getting them out of the river as fast as they can. Let me tell you, I saw a group of 150 illegal aliens. They were gone in the buses to the facility within 15 to 20 minutes. If we would have gone to a different area of the river, we would have missed the whole group. But that's how fast they're getting moved out, because the Biden administration doesn't want the accumulation of these illegals like we saw in Del Rio last year with 15,000 underneath a bridge. They're getting them out into the facilities. And if the facility can't take them, straight out to the to a bus station, to San Antonio, to an airline.
And we'll beyond. The airline. Yeah,
and
let's talk about
to you about the airline, because I flew out of San Antonio.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. We're talking about the invasion at the border, and I want to talk about those counties that have declared an invasion.
Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Wow, where no topic is off limits. And everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hang in there this morning with me, folks, if you would. I'm having some issues with my voice and my throat this morning. Worst thing for a talk show guy, Vic. Worst thing.
Yeah, that's, of all things, right?
Of all the things, exactly. All right. I want to get two things in. We got 7 minutes or 6 minutes. They're very important. The issue with the buses and then the counties that are declaring an emergency, what that means and the pushback that they're getting, because they're getting a lot of pushback.
Yes, I was, first the buses, the transportation continues throughout the United States, buses, airlines. I did a video at the airport, San Antonio International Airport, yesterday, and let me tell you, and I want to preface this by saying, I am not an anti-immigration person. I want people to come to this country legally, but I've had enough of the illegal lawlessness. This is a nation of laws. I'm a law and order person. They have no respect for our constitution, for our sovereignty. And I'm at the airport and it's just full of a bunch of illegal aliens. A bunch of them on my plane without any identification. They get to, do whatever they want and they feel entitled. I see them and it angers me because they're walking around the airport like we owe them something. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all, but that's something that's been ongoing for a long time, and it's just out of control at this point. Moving to the border security, which I was present at the press conference with the sheriffs, and I stand in solidarity with them. I support the sheriffs. I think we need these type of initiatives because we're at a point where we must do something outside the box. We know that the Biden administration is not going to do anything about it.
Right.
But I'm waiting for the state of Texas to do it. So the sheriffs declare it.
Thank
the sheriffs
you.
Do it.
Yeah.
But our governor will not. And as much as the sheriffs have declared this invasion at the county level, they still need the official declaration to come at the state level at the hands of the governor. And the governor, Governor Abbott will, for some reason, will not do it. He thinks that Operation Lone Star, which is where the DPS troopers and the razor wire that he put up and the fence, somehow he thinks that's border security. And I'm here to repeat to you again, I saw the people coming through the razor wire.
Right.
It means nothing.
Well, and there's spaces in between the razor wire.
Oh yeah.
This is what we need to understand, folks. So there's razor wire along the top, and then every so often there's a space in between the razor wire where you can stick a ladder and come over, and it's a cyclone fence. We're not talking about a 20-foot barrier. We're talking about what, an 8 to 10 foot cyclone fence?
Eight foot chain fence. The razor wire down at the River and Eagle Pass is on the ground. It's not even a fence. It's just razor wire that's laid on the floor. But even where the razor wire is actually present, they've already cut an area of the razor wire where they come in. And so it is a joke. If you think that the words that are coming out of these, our elected officials is doing something, it is stopping no one Well, I'm telling you, they're stopping no one from coming into this country illegally.
And
so
in our,
I do support the actions of the DPS troopers.
Right.
But my point is they are doing great law enforcement work and dismantling some of these human smuggling, transportations. They're getting a lot of these illegals, but they're already here. They're already in Texas. And then the cycle continues of giving the bodies to Border Patrol and all these questions.
In our final moment, something I think point needs to really be driven home to, and that is not only is there a danger to us on the American side, but these individuals, like the ones that you talked about that were in that container that died, there are myriads of those containers scattered across the border that have not yet been found. Houses where bodies are sealed up in the drywall and we don't even know that they're there. You know, this is the kind of ugliness that we're talking about.
It is the stash houses, the human trafficking. There was a good, great speech by one of our sheriffs talking about how, in fact, this is modern day slavery at the hands of the cartels. Yeah. And, as a subject matter expert in human trafficking investigations, it's a free for all for the cartels, whether it's forced labor or sexual exploitation of a lot of these, individuals coming over. It is, something that has to be done. A call to action here is have you call not only our attorney general and have the pressure because we need the legal aspect behind it. By the way, Arizona has already done this. The legal aspect has been done. And so we need a declaration by the governor.
And that's the key. We need the governor of Texas to make a declaration. We need the governor of Arizona. We need the governor of New Mexico. We need to apply pressure on them to say, listen, we don't want the people who are being trafficked anymore, and we don't want the dangers and the risks coming into our neighborhood. Vic, thank you. Thanks for telling us about this, and just continue to be safe, and we'll continue to give you the platform to speak.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Well, Mary, I guess the first question I'm curious about is what was it or what happened that got you started in this, and how long have you been focusing on advocating for private schools and private education? And congratulations, by the way, the Supreme Court's decision on school choice was a good one.
Definitely. Parents Defending Education is a national grassroots organization working to reclaim our schools from activists. I am a parent defending education. Many parents saw at the beginning of 2020 that schools had taken a turn for the worse, with the COVID and kids at home. And we looked behind the curtain and saw what our kids were being taught, and many of us were not happy. And so we are working to expose that and empower parents to improve the education for their children.
I know we're going to get into talking about the Biden administration and Title IX, but Title IX there's a lead up that has led to what they're doing with Title IX. I'm wondering your thoughts with regards to what has happened to wake parents up. I think a lot of it has been that, they mandated a shutdown, and suddenly parents started looking at their kids' books and realizing, wait a minute, this isn't what I believe. This isn't education. This is indoctrination. But how do you think they were able to continue to do this for so long before there was an uprising, if you will, amongst parents?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Title IX rewrite is related to what we've been seeing in schools for the last couple of years. And it's part of an activist push coming out of the Biden administration that we've seen since day one, pushing gender ideology, which goes hand in hand with critical race theory. This is what we've been seeing in schools for several years. Prior to 2-3 years ago, I think most parents trusted their schools because, teachers are, for the most part, wonderful. And, principals and schools are the community for their kids. But what parents have realized in the last few years is that there's an activist influence operating behind the scenes at schools in terms of the textbooks, the training, the policies, all of that. And it's led to it's teaching ideology instead of, academics. And this gender ideology is definitely wrapped up with the Title IX rewrite. Title IX started as a one sentence piece of legislation 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's blossomed into, a 2000 page document of regulations on schools. And now 2 weeks ago, the Biden administration announced that they want to add more. They want to broaden it another 700 pages.
What are some of the things that are in the Title IX as it even sits today that have you most concerned?
Well, what people may not realize about Title IX is it doesn't just affect college students. I think when most people hear that term Title IX, it's a regulation. It's something out of Washington, D.C. They may have heard of it relating to college students and sexual harassment, schools getting involved with negotiating dating drama and kangaroo courts and all of this. But what parents may not realize is Title IX affects K through 12 schools as well. Elementary school kids, middle school, high school kids, this definition of sexual harassment in schools. And, the Biden administration is broadening things. They're taking out the words private school and calling it school. They're taking out the words preschool and calling it school, so that they can, use Title IX in however they see fit, which should be pretty terrifying to parents.
What are some of the, you're talking about the sexual harassment, we had a situation recently, right, where we had the kids that would not use the proper pronoun, and so you had suspensions, and that turned into a pretty major issue. Those are the kinds of things that are covered under Title IX, am I correct?
Yeah, you're exactly right. This compelled speech idea with these pronouns. So what the Biden administration is proposing in these new rules that they communicated 2 weeks ago are that they're going to replace the term sexual harassment. Now they're going to use the words sexual orientation or the words gender identity as a form of sexual harassment. So as a specific example, you're seeing it come up in a few schools around the nation, but if the Biden administration rewrites these rules, they'll be able to hold schools over a barrel, saying if you don't follow our regulations, we can pull all of your federal funding. So schools across the nation may be implementing policies similar to what you've heard, in these couple few instances with these pronouns. If gender identity becomes sexual harassment, then, if you don't call someone by their, required pronoun, that could be seen as harassing. And what Title IX actually does is what it's actually supposed to do. Here's what the regulation from 1972 said. It was a single sentence. It said, no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. So what this means to say is, if someone feels harassed because they were called the wrong pronoun, they could make a claim saying that their education opportunity was limited, meaning to say, and this is in the 700-page document, it goes into this type of detail. It says, if the person doesn't want to go to class anymore, if the person's grades drop, if the person has trouble concentrating in their studies, that would be considered a limitation of their education opportunity. And so a school would need to intervene. So we're talking about if they would consider the pronoun issue, if it's considered to be, harassment not to let someone onto a sports team based on their gender identity. We don't really know exactly because the Biden administration's rules are so broad, they could be interpreted any way they want. It's very terrifying.
Rachel Levine was sworn in. She was born a male but is identifying as a female. Do you think that this push is coming from that decision to put this person in a position of authority to make policy or influence policy?
Well, that's a good point. From what we've seen at Parents Defending Education, there's definitely a hand in glove work relationship between the Department of Education and the Health and Human Services, which is the department that Rachel Levine is in. That comes out in terms of guidance to schools about what they call gender affirming care, meaning policies in schools that would support, either teaching or schools facilitating kids' social transitions, being positive about,
or just plain planting the seed, right?
All of that.
Yeah, or just plain planting the seed and trying to maybe, coax or convince a child that they need to consider changing their gender. If you watched Matt Walsh's film, What is a Woman? I mean, you listened to, several psychiatrists and so forth who essentially said, this is what we do with 4 and 5 year olds. We affirm to them the question of their sexual identity, and we attempt to help them to explore other options, and essentially we manipulate them, we indoctrinate them. I mean, that really is the bottom line of what takes place. If you haven't seen What is a Woman, I would really encourage you to watch it. It should make you very, very concerned. All right, don't go anywhere. We will be back with Mary Miller right after this brief break, as we talk about the funding and how the federal government is really twisting arms here.
It is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this.
We made USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. And use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am just so pleased to have with me today Mary Miller. And Mary is here representing the organization Parents Defending Education. You can find them at defendinged.org. Defendinged.org. And you can find out how to get involved there, how to donate to their movement, how to join the movement and get the alerts so that you can make connections with your state representatives, your governor, as well as the federal, because, of course, Title IX is a federal issue, but the states really are the ones that are going to have to step up. I would think, Mary, really the states are going to have to step up and say, we're not going to go along with this, and then we need our congressional members and our senators at a federal level to not allow the administration to push this forward.
That's right. That's right. We need to get the word out. And your listeners also, as soon as this regulation is posted to the Federal Register, Parents Defending Education will have a link on our website where your listeners can click on that link and register their concerns about Title IX with the Biden administration. The Department of Education has to read and respond to every single comment. And so voicing concerns lets them know how constituents feel. And also, an administrative process that they're going to have to go through to read and respond to all of those things. So, we definitely want the process to be as thoughtful and slow as possible here.
Well, you're hopefully you're able to slow them down a little bit and get them engaged in the process of taking into consideration what it is that this is going to do to our kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you read through this document and you realize this is an activist agenda. Normal people do not want this for their kids. So the more, regular Americans that start speaking out on some of this, the better. And I think that's why the Biden administration came out with this document that was pretty broad and vague. They dialed back some of the specific language on transgender, so-called transgender or trans-identifying students competing in women's sports, because they know it's deeply unpopular. So they need to be on notice about how regular Americans feel about this agenda.
Should they begin at their local level, or should they just go directly up to, like, say, the Capitol switchboard and start calling their senators and their congressional members and saying, hey, we're not pleased with the Biden administration's Title IX or new Title IX regulations?
I think people can do both.
Okay.
In terms of how the U.S. Department of Education actually holds schools and school districts and states over a barrel, they threaten to pull the federal dollars away from these schools and school districts. And when I say federal dollars coming out of the U.S. Department of Education, I'm talking about things like Title I funds, which are federal dollars for educationally disadvantaged schools, failing schools, schools in low socioeconomic areas. But it's not just Title I money. Looking at this a little more closely, the Department of Education also hands out dollars for migrant education programs. They hand out dollars to the Title II money, which is for preparing, training, and recruiting high-quality teachers and principals. A lot of private schools even take that money. Title III money, which is language instruction for limited English proficient and immigrant students, schools, Title IV money, student support and academic enrichment money. Schools can apply, and school districts receive, millions and millions of federal dollars. And what happens is the U.S. Department of Education issues these regulations and wants schools to comply with these regulations. And then if there's a complaint at a school, the Office of Civil Rights in the Ed Department will investigate and make a determination as to if a school or a district has violated Title IX. What they call it is failing to respond promptly and effectively to sex-based harassment. Even though the rules haven't been rewritten in terms of gender identity, they did rule just this month, 2 weeks ago, about considering it sex-based harassment of a transgender student by another student predicated on sex stereotyping. So they've already started to implement some of this, even though the new regulations haven't gone through. But what the new regulations are going to do is, broaden and increase. And what happens is they threaten to pull the federal funds. But what your listeners need to know is, I don't think there's actually ever been an instance where money has been withdrawn. So schools and school districts and states, need to
stand their ground
on what the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
202-224-3121 is that Capital Switchboard number. 202-224-3121. Take a moment. Call your congressman. Call your senator and just simply say to them, listen, I would like you to stop the Title IX agenda that's being pushed by the Biden administration. They should be well aware of what that is. And, the number again is 202-224-3121. And if you need more information, go to their website, Defending Ed. And, you can get information on the situation at defendinged.org. We'll be back with more. Hour number two coming up. Mary, thank you so much for being here today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, boom. Then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to party with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
147 days since my wife was murdered. So I gotta be her voice now.
We are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.